northeast side of Beaver Dam Road, which is Route 23, approximately 0.16 miles southwest of the intersection of Church Street and Salt Marsh Boulevard. The 911 address is 17677 Stingy Lane, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 196.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the conceptual site plan from the applicant. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good evening. Chris Grozier.
Colleen Grozier.
Okay. 32777 Dionys Drive in Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, thank you. You have heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Are we able to put a picture up of it?
Yeah, we are. We're going to do that right now. How's that?
That's good. Hi, Jamie. Behind us is Stokely Material.
Yep.
We have a through array road, Stingy Lane. On one of the other adjacent properties is, I think, Delaware Electric Co-op. Down the street, probably about five houses, our attorney opened up, no, accountant. Falcone, Steve Falcone opened up his own accounting firm. So he put a parking lot in and opened up his business, and he went through the same process that we're going through right now. We'll be open, if possible, if you approve it, 9-5, Monday through Saturday. Probably Saturday, we'll probably close at like 1 o'clock, by appointment only.
We wanted to bring something smaller scale to Sussex County, just because we've been building and doing this for 16 years. We absolutely love it. I'm a real estate agent as well, but I also do the design. So our dream was to have something where we could have operations, build a showroom, put our cabinetry in it, all of the lines of different things that we do that we could offer anybody close by. We have never been able to have the opportunity to show our actual work, like samples of everything within one showroom. It would not be a business that's open just in and out, appointment only. It would be myself and another designer working there. It's a very slow scale type of thing. We're looking to more get into in the next year as putting out probably four spec homes a year versus what we do now is we flip homes. We have commercial and residential construction, but game plan kind of changed with COVID, and we enjoyed more of flipping the homes versus constantly dealing with the battles of material, delays, customers, less employees. So with the team that we have in place, we would love to just put out maybe four homes a year, and this would allow us to have a full service showroom that we could show what we do. In fact, like I said, we've been doing this 16 years, so it is our dream.
Okay, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
So you're gonna, I'm looking at this, you've already have buildings there. And
we're renovating the house right now.
Okay.
Almost done.
It's like a 100-year-old home that was buried in weeds. it was quite a project, to be honest. When we honestly looked at it and we threw the bid on it, even I questioned it. Usually I can pull a trigger fast, but I was like, whew.
What are you thinking?
This thing's leaking, it's got no utilities, this is quite a project. But it was COVID, so we thought,
yeah, at the time.
Put our guys, let's exactly. So after we cleared everything out, it's become so cool. We've already kind of got some samples on some flooring in there, different things, but it's coming along. So anything that's there now is more of just the construction debris that's going on while we're gutting it out. In one of the outbuildings, we had a pretty major flood some utility lines were backed up underneath, so those had to be repaired. So things that we were already storing, certain cabinetry lines, got a bit damaged, so we had to pull back out. So they're kind of sitting right now in the property in limbo, waiting to come back in. So it's been a project, I have to say. This has been one of our more in-depth projects, I should put out there. But a challenge is always good.
So in the end, it'll be the two buildings and?
Yes.
And parking?
The offices will be in the existing old home.
Okay.
That's where we have kind of laid out the rooms there, offices, which will be his, myself, and one other designer. And then the outbuilding will be the storage, which holds
cabinets,
countertops that we can fab, anything, you name it.
Okay. So I just got confused with it's building under construction, existing dwelling on this scene. It's like, what is going where? So I just wanted to be sure. So.
Yeah. The normal home, we would propose to put just a small, like, monument sign with some stacked stone, nothing that looks, you know, clashy, something that flows and fits, some natural grasses around it within. We have a small parking pad right up front, so the traffic wouldn't even be coming through Stingy, because regardless, it's just a dust hole anyway. We don't use that area, so we'd rather just pull off Beaver Dam and come into the parking pad.
Not in the front yard setback, please.
No.
It's on the side.
I always thought it was stingy.
I always thought it was stingy,
not
too.
Yeah, stingy. It's
stingy. We were told stingy.
It's with an E. I don't know.
Yeah, we were told stingy.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I said the same thing, too, but I was corrected by the utilities company. And
there you go.
Okay. When we put sewer in years ago, it was stingy, so I don't know. That's what everybody called it.
All right.
Who knows?
There you go. So, okay. Hours of operation?
9 to 5.
Every day?
Probably close early on Saturday.
I would say Saturday more like I wouldn't even say that's generally an open door hour. That's really, really appointment only.
And you said it's appointment only.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't be just, okay.
It's not a walk in, just, hey, come take a peek at things. It's
no,
a
potential customer would call us and we'd set up an appointment.
Okay. That's all the questions I had.
Mr. Hopp, no questions.
Did we cover the sign? Do you want a sign?
Yeah, just a smaller scale sign.
Just tell us what size if possible.
Okay.
And we'll.
All right.
32 square feet.
I'm sorry?
32, right? 32
square
feet. 4 by 8.
Have up to a 4 by 8.
You don't want anything.
That's pretty big.
Too big, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other question to that is, would you want it lighted? Lighted sign.
Possible.
He says,
okay. Maybe just the solar lights or something, but nothing like.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Just okay. Very dim. We're not a real flashy kind of.
Okay, we're good.
I have one question about the parking because I'm confused on it. So you're going to come in right off of
the main street? Future. Stingy is there. Most of our potential customers will come in and park in the back.
To the right side.
Okay.
Because it's already a road.
You know, if you get a favorable approval from us, one of your next stops will be a site plan, and your good friends at DelDOT will have a lot to say about all of that. So they'll help you. They'll help you figure that out.
Whether you want their help or not.
It's okay.
Teasing. They're good.
Milford, yes.
Yeah, they're good. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
No questions, sir.
All right. Staff, anyone?
No, for me, that's okay.
Just the only thing I will say with DelDOT that you haven't dealt with, we had to condemn Stingy Lane just to get a sewer easement in because you couldn't figure out who owned it.
Yeah.
At this point. So DelDOT's only say is going to be on the road out front, really.
Yeah, that's true. All right, then, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2321, Coastal Properties, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2321?
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. Patricia Edwards.
Okay.
I have some pictures that I'd like either the.
If you would hand them to our director there, and he'll see that we get them.
It's
If you could just state for the record where you all live, too. Just, we need that.
This is my husband, Theo Edwards.
Mr. Edwards?
Fighting stage 4 cancer right now.
Okay.
But we're holding on. We live at 17744 Beaver Dam Road.
Okay.
We're on the opposite side of Stingy Lane.
Okay.
We were here before with the same issue. And when he first bought the property, he talked with us and he said that he was going to bring that house back to where it was before. Then the next thing we know, he's applying for commercial to put a business there. Number one, it is so small in Stingy Lane, and he put a parking pad in the front of the house. We talked with DelDOT, he and us. DelDOT told us we could not have parking there in the front because of Beaver Dam Road, but he has put a parking pad there. When we come out of Stingy Lane, the parking pad is here, Beaver Dam Road is here. We have to go all the way out to the white line of Beaver Dam Road in order to see the traffic because of this parking pad, which they said he couldn't have, but he put there anyway. So,
okay.
And we have trucks and trailers and all kinds of vehicles parked directly behind our driveway. Sometimes we have to go out and ask for someone to move a vehicle because it's parked so close to our driveway. The pictures show where our parking pad is and where the cars are parked directly behind us. The main issue is if it's going to be a business there, right there in the middle of all of this residence, it's going to be a real disaster. Getting out on Beaver Dam Road was hard enough before he put the parking pad there. Now it's even worse. And he has his vehicles parked on a property that doesn't belong to him. It belongs to Delmarva Power. And they cleared off a portion so they could park their vehicles. Most of the vehicles that are parked there are expired tags. Also, he brought a trailer or truck from where he was working on evidently one of his other properties, and he dumps his debris there. We have captured, trapped 2 possums. Our dog has trapped, killed 2 rats. Because of the amount of debris and stuff that's there, they have created a home under there, which is also, you got a mama, you got a papa, you got babies. So then we have babies in our garage. The house is brand new. We have to get termite control come out there to take care of it. And it's just a disaster, and especially with them using it next door to us like a dumping ground. Take it to the dump. Take it down to Stokely's and pay for it.
Is that, are they using the DPNL property for that or their property?
They're using the DPNL for that.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not their property.
Yeah. Well, sir, I'd like to say something.
Sure.
I'm with this bone cancer and stuff. And I get up early in the morning like I did in the military for years. And what I do, I try to walk my dog. And when I've gotten up several times, I had an 18-wheeler facing me in my driveway. Then I had one facing me in the front of Beaver Dam Road, you know. And I'm just trying to hang on. And when I see that kind of stuff, you know, it just, maybe they don't have respect for the property, you know. And we don't have any animosity against anybody, you know. And like I say, I moved up here with my wife. I'm from New Orleans originally. And, you know, after I got real sick, I moved up here so she could take care of me. But I never seen nothing like this before, you know.
And not only that, they are inconsiderate as far as time-wise. We know that you're getting work done or you're trying to get work done. And they're there all kinds of hours. They're there Saturdays. We are very active in our church. And they are there Sundays, and I think it's just inconsiderate, you know, what he's doing. And then when he said he's building a garage, the building that his wife says that we're going to use for storage, he said we're building a garage. Who builds a garage with glass doors? So you have no doors that goes up and down, that is a garage. And you have an apartment over top, because the constable came there and checked it out. So you didn't build a garage, you build an apartment over top of what you say is a garage.
Mr. Whitehouse, was there a violation or a citation issued on this property?
No, off. I can just confirm, but. When we received the application, it wasn't attached to an NOV document, but I'll triple check.
Just a question.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, he had a patio out the top of this building, and they told him he couldn't have a patio there. So there evidently was some type of violation. He had to remove it and make a slanted roof on that building back there. He had sliding glass doors. They said you cannot have that there. So evidently, again, there's some kind of violation. But this gentleman continues to seem to think he can do whatever he wants. Nobody does anything, and he continues to do it. And I had called several times, and I said, well, I know it hasn't been approved. So he can continue to build. He can continue to do what he's doing in the house. They said, well, until it gets totally approved. Yes, he technically, he can continue to work and does it. So it's a mess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Hold on, Mr. Chairman, I am checking.
Okay, all right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2321?
At the time, there is currently no one
more. All right, so would you come back up here, please? You heard, as we did, Mrs. Edwards confessed a pretty long list of your sins. I certainly want to give you the opportunity to respond to what she was saying. Is there any part of what she said that it was untrue or because of misunderstanding? Or what do you make of this?
I'm just blown away. I'm 43 years old. Saved up all my life savings to buy this house, trying to remodel it, trying to improve the property. And yes, there are trailers. Yes, there are vans. Yes, I have to run a small
business. Is there a
business.
Pile of trash?
I'm sorry?
Is there a pile of trash?
No.
That's not on your property?
That's probably branches.
That's trash.
Okay. Understood. Well, I appreciate the efforts that you've gone to, but I rather suspect that Mr. and Mrs. Edwards worked hard, saved their money, bought their house, just like you did yours. And I think that one of the things I want to share with you, this commission places a great deal of emphasis on being good neighbors, because you want to do something that requires a special permission there, okay, because it's typically not something that would be happening in that area. We try to accommodate folks. We get that there's a lot of commercial stuff happening in that area, and it's probably an appropriate place to do something like that. But I have a great deal of concern over the issue with being a good neighbor. So I just want you to keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
And I'll ask my other fellow commissioners if they have any further comments. And I think all of us understand construction. Some of us have been in the construction business. Some of us are still in the construction business. So we get it. I get it, for sure. Some of these things would probably be answered at site plan level, because we do have the ability, and I'm sure that somewhere along the way somebody has advised you that we have the ability to place conditions, stipulations, and they can be rather extensive. And in a situation where we have a concern about neighbors and so on, that's likely
my
to happen, so.
My future plan to clean up the yard.
Yeah. Okay.
Move all the vehicles.
Yeah.
And operate it as an actual business. Right. Now I'm balancing.
Okay.
Making money.
I get it.
Well, so, what's the story with the apartment, though? I mean,
I don't know. I've never ever said I was going to make an apartment. It's a garage that has two floors. I actually have cabinets up there. stored up there.
What's on the second floor?
Cabinet.
Storage, okay.
Anybody can come and visit. Okay. I'll open the door.
And
it'll never be an apartment. There's no infrastructure of water, sewer, there's not even electric.
No violation? Were there any violations?
There's a note saying we visited for lot maintenance complaint received in 2019. There's a note about vacant lot with tall grass. I assume this was years ago, and it was found to be in compliance on September of 2019. So it looks as if that was all resolved.
So there was no citation issued to these folks?
Okay. Not that I can see, sir.
Okay, so that could be just very well could be a misunderstanding, you know, and we get that all the as well. So,
what kind of deliveries do you get there? What size trucks and how often? And
probably once a month. It's a tractor that actually delivers material, and it's there for 20, 30 minutes or less, depending on who's on site, who can actually offload it. They open the gate, it's about this high, they have to hand us stuff, and they're gone. I mean, I'm not asking for a landscape business to be ran out of this area, which would be a lot of different types of tractors and trailers and dirt and debris and all that. I'm trying to tell you that I'm going to continue to improve the property. And if you tell us that we can only have three vehicles tagged, no more, only one trailer tagged, no more, no problem. But right now I'm a small guy. I have some vehicles and some trailers, and if everybody tells me that I have to move them, I will.
And about the parking being somewhere where DelDOT said they didn't
I've already talked to the gentleman that comes to that fenced-in area. I've even called Delaware Electric Co-op. They have no problem. I even cut the grass where my vans are parked. I backed them in. They're nice and neat. If it was a problem, just like
but this
said,
is a commercial enterprise, though. I mean, so if this gets approved, you're going to have to keep all of your parking on your property.
Yeah, when you go through site plan,
you're not going to probably be able to park in the front
yard
setback either.
To park on somebody else's property.
I have another.
Here anymore. We purchased another property way out. Okay. It's actually a farm area, so those vehicles are all headed.
It's in Frankfurt, so we'll move the vehicles to Frankfurt.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, you'll be going through a site plan process if this gets approved, and a lot of these things get picked up and addressed then. And I just want to encourage all four of you, okay? It's a small world. You're going to be next door to each other, okay? Let's be friends, and let's address each other with respect. And if you have issues, I am sure that you can work them out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
One thing. My apologies for any garbage that
okay,
he
whatever
ever
you
left.
Say, you have to say to us.
Any garbage that he would have ever left.
Okay.
I'm running the kids at home, doing real estate and trying to do the back ends, but I handle all the calls with Coastal Containers.
Okay.
Charlie. So sometimes I'm a little late on the call, and then they miss the container delivery, so they can't get it there. We don't leave trash. We are big on job sites of dumping, taking it to the dump. They take our 30 yarders and bring them back. So my apologies.
Okay.
Sometimes I drop the ball and it takes 3 or 4 days to.
That can be an expensive fine if you get one. I know the
yeah.
construction
I know,
very well.
I understand.
Yeah.
We did get,
trees
we
or
did
otherwise.
Get a little one, I know. And so I felt yeah. terrible. But again, I'm doing lots of different hats.
Okay.
At times, so.
Okay. Got it. Sir?
Mr. Chairman, my apologies. There is a second file here. We did visit in 2019, so just to correct my earlier statement, it looks as if our constables have been working to bring this application in. Our constables have been involved. It looks as if it dates back to the April of 2021 when we went out to inspect works and remodeling of the existing building without a building permit. It looks as if we did serve a notice of violation on the file. There's a number of notes here and a number of inspections, but suffice to say, it would appear that this application is a result of a back and forth with our constables.
Sure.
And
yeah, so the back building was built too big. I mean,
let me ask a question. Compliance. You all are in real estate. You said you were. You knew you were going to operate a business here. I mean, that was the plan. It wasn't going to be your house. How come you didn't apply for a conditional use? If you're in real estate, you would have known that it's, you know, a business use. It wasn't zoned for commercial. Why didn't you come in first and seek the rezoning or the conditional use at the beginning?
We were going to
flip it.
We're flipping it.
Okay.
I was about to say, we were thinking of Libya because it was right before COVID. So then we got a little nervous and cold feet, and I said, we need to flip it. Okay. We just need to fix it up and flip it. But then once things settled with COVID, my partner, I work with Team Saco, we were like, he's like, I think you should hold on to this. And so at that point, our guys during COVID started working in there, trim carpenters, because we wanted to pay them versus taking unemployment.
Oh, okay.
Did you just say your building is in violation, the building you built in the back?
No, it didn't work.
No, it's brought in now.
Small.
So there is a building permit application. So it looks as if that it looks as if that's how we initially make contact. Is
sure.
Concerns of building without a building permit that was originally applied for. The tall grass issues look like that was resolved as well. There's notes here about building in the side yard setback and question about variances. There's actually quite a lot of notes here, but it looks as if at each step along the way that has triggered the necessary applications to be filed. So
every time they tell me what to do, I do it.
Is that building under construction, is that in violation of setbacks?
The one in the back was, and now it's in compliance.
Oh, okay, so it was so that it's smaller than what's shown on the survey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or did you get a variance? Which one?
We didn't get
a
variance.
For it,
we asked.
But they said no, and then we just made the building smaller.
Okay.
But there is a note about there was at one point a stove located on the garage floor. Before a building permit could be obtained, the property owner must submit a survey. It is a question. Was there a stove and we removed the stove in the in one of the areas? There's a note here from January of this year about there was previously a stove located, because this is what our inspectors look for. So it's, but it looks as if that's been resolved. But there's a lot of notes here, Mr. Chairman.
Just like she said, things were in the building, flood. Taken out, cleaned up, dried out, put back in the dome.
Okay.
And the nice thing is I do have an approved dumpster or a container with the lids on it from the trash company.
Right. Anything else?
Thank you.
Okay then, please take a seat. I think we're
good to go to the funds.
I think we did that.
We did
the funds. We've done everything we're supposed to do. So, with that, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Just before we do, does somebody have the photos Mr. Whitehouse needs them, just for the record? As long as you've got them.
Yeah, as long as somebody's got them. Okay. All right, great. All right, our next...